Hi, Sue.
Good morning, Debs. How are you?
I'm very well. Hope you're well.
Yes, yeah, boxing along.
Good. So I guess I just start, do I, people?
We'll just let you guys go. We won't be interacting. You just go. You just have a chin wag, have a cup of tea. See you later. Bye.
Have a cup of tea. Good on you. All right, let's have a look, Sue.
All right. This is so exciting, Debs. It really is.
Oh, I've just got to tune into you, Sue. I wasn't expecting the reading, so just give me a moment and I'll just
not a problem.
Pick up your energies. Sue, please, Spirit. So picking up on your mum's energy at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, she's still here, isn't she?
No.
No, I knew you were going to say that. I wish people would say yes. I think I would pick up on them and go, oh, still here, hopefully. But I am definitely getting mum's energy. Very, very, very bright woman.
Very, yes.
Yes, very lively.
Very lively.
And she loves smiles and she loves love.
Yep.
She likes everything neat and orderly too.
Yes, very much.
She's very much, you know, put everything in the right place. Don't move it out of the wrong place.
That's,
you know,
right. She was.
And the clean sink. She always had a clean kitchen. Didn't like cups or plates hanging around on the sink at all, did she?
No, she would never ever go to bed and have just one cup sitting on the bed. She'd have to be washed.
It would have
put
to
away.
Be put away.
Yep.
In the cupboard.
Yeah.
She's so funny. She just, you know, I keep getting this energy that she just absolutely really loved her life.
Yeah.
Very much into her children.
Oh, very much.
You know, they were her, I keep seeing the a vision of a diamond, like a precious gem.
Yeah.
So she's very much that motherly type, and if you needed anything, she'd try and get it for you.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and that means material items even, if she could try and do it, she'd do it, and she would.
Yeah,
and you could talk to her about absolutely anything.
Yes.
Very open-minded.
Yes.
She said it was beautiful. She said she had a few judgments, but she tried to put those aside when she was, you know, discussing things with you. To let you make up your own mind and make your own mistakes.
Yeah.
But she'd still guide. She had so funny because she keeps saying, but I'd push her in the right direction.
Yeah, that would be right. Yes.
Always wanted to know what you were up to.
Quite
nosy. Beautiful. I just keep getting like this feeling I'm stuck on helium at the moment with her.
Yeah.
She went downhill very quickly.
Yes, very.
You know, and I think she must have been in hospital, but because I've got medicines going through my body at the moment.
Yeah, she was in hospital care, in a rest home, but within a matter of hours she was gone.
Oh yeah, it was really, really quick.
Yeah.
And she, you know, it's interesting because it's like she wasn't surprised though.
Yeah, I got the feeling she didn't want to go,
isn't it?
It's
like
she was growling.
It's like she knew what was going to happen.
Mm.
She had a feeling of that, but at the same time, she wasn't. She's so gorgeous. She said, "I knew, but I wasn't prepared to go."
Yeah.
So she, you know, she had to. It's funny how she's expressing herself because she said she had to pack her bags very quickly.
Yeah, she did very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so there wasn't any time for, what do you call it, dilly-daddling?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm talking about goodbyes.
There was no time
time for that.
No.
But she did say that when she went downhill very quickly, she basically went to sleep.
She did.
And for her, it was a gentle, peaceful way to go.
Yeah.
So she's so pleased that she didn't get run over by a bus.
Yeah.
That's funny because she just showed me a bus or a truck or something then. I went, okay. Fair enough. She's pleased that she went the way she did.
Yeah.
If she had to go anyway, this is the way she would have liked it. And her request was answered.
For sure. She wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
No. And I just keep getting these words. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
You know, and because she was not scared to tell you that she loves you either.
Oh, no.
It was always expressed through the family.
Yeah.
And she told me that you do that too. You tell people you love them, which is really beautiful.
Oh, I do, yeah.
And she told me to keep that smile on your face. You've apparently got a great big smile yourself, and your eyes shine. You're very bright too. You have that your mother has.
Yeah.
But she did say that when you go down, she said, when my daughter goes down, she goes down like a lead balloon.
She does too.
So you go up, then you go really down.
Yep, I do.
And then you go up, and then you go really down.
Yeah.
that's funny. She said, one day she'll find balance. And she just laughed. So, Sue, I don't know if you're going to find that emotional balance. You probably just go up and down all the time. But you also pick up on a lot of other people's emotions, which a lot of people do.
Yes, I do.
You've got a massive heart, you know. It's really huge, and you allow people into it.
Yeah.
And she said you've got to be very careful, you know. She's sort of doing this protection warning at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Just, you know, people around you just picking up on their stuff. And it's funny because she did that because she wanted to know what everyone was up to.
Oh, yes.
You know, she would pick up on that, you know, people's emotions as well. So she's talking from experience, she's telling me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, the other thing she keeps telling me that you've got some books. Do you need to, books or something you need to put into order?
Books I need to put into order.
Have you got a messy area of the house at the moment which is concerning?
I have, actually.
Books?
Yes, I have. I've still got some unpacking to do, and a lot of that is books.
Books. Because she wants you to sort that out.
Okay.
Because she'd do it in a day, you know.
I know.
You're taking your time.
Yeah.
So she said, please do those books. It's annoying her.
Okay, I'll get on to that.
And that's funny because if she was here and if she was capable, I think your mother would come in and unpack those boxes with those books for you.
Oh, she would have been in here like a shot unpacking everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she would have probably put them in alphabetical order.
Oh.
Well, no, she wouldn't have gone that far, she told me, but she, you know, pretty much too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so gorgeous, isn't
it? Yeah. No, she was special.
Yeah, and she keeps telling me that she definitely flies around you a lot, so be prepared.
I sense her around me a lot.
Excellent, because she's flying around. And I love how she said, be prepared. It was like I felt like this bird coming in and, woo, here I am.
Yeah.
So she'll make signs and smells.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. You've got to just so off pat that, you know, it's amazing. Because that is just mum.
She said she had swollen ankles.
Yes. She did.
Didn't like those. She said they were ugly, weren't they? Oh, how gorgeous is she? Beautiful. She said from the ankles up, she looked all right.
That's right.
But from the ankles down, oh, terrible.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, well, now, sorry, Sue. She just said she doesn't have to replace them, though, because now she doesn't need them.
Yeah, okay.
Of course she's a character.
Yeah. Has she met up with Dad? I want to know.
All right. Have you met up with your husband? She's so gorgeous. Well, yes, but at the same time she said, well, I'm busy all the time.
Oh, okay.
And that's what she was like here, but she really looked after your dad when he was here.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, it was hands-on all the time, 100% wife.
Yes. Very much.
And absolutely, completely in love with him still, right up to the passing.
Yeah.
And she won't leave him alone. She said, I still annoy him. So she's still with him, but she also is a very busy lady looking after everyone else. She's
everybody
just like
else.
That, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. As long as they're, you know, they're together, that's all that I was concerned about.
Oh, no, they are. And also she told me that you're quite restless in bed at the moment.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
She said maybe, it was funny because when she said that, she said, maybe we should stop sitting on her. I think you got your parents sitting on you at bedtime. So when you get that restlessness going, Sue, just say, can you please move over?
Yeah, okay.
All right, and you'll find that your body actually starts to relax.
Oh, okay, yeah. I notice that, you know, I dream about them a lot.
Ah, there you are.
Yeah.
So they're making the contact while you're in bed, and so but it's also disturbing your physical body. So that's why you can sort of ask them to move over.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's amazing. Really amazing.
And she told me she won't go too far away. She'll always be with you, and you should know that, she told me.
Oh, yes, I do know that. I do know that.
Oh, she just said, say hello to those radio people.
Hello.
She loves to listen to the radio in the morning.
She's smiling. She's on the radio. She's so stoked. This is the first time she's been on the radio.
Yep.
And so she said, I had to die. Why didn't they do it while I was alive?
Ask her that.
Precious.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh. You've just got it so right.
Well,
absolutely amazing.
She said that she's not staying long. She knows she doesn't have a long time to talk to us at the moment.
Yeah.
But she does want to make sure that you know that she's safe and she's in the place where she would rather be if she needed to be anywhere.
Great.
Because her body was not going to, you know, it just wasn't going to be right even if she stayed.
Oh,
no, she's saying goodbye.
Okay, well, tell her, you know, that I did make her look all pretty when she went and brushed her hair and all that and dressed her. And, yeah, she did look very pretty, as always.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And neat.
Yes, and very neat.
Yeah, and, oh, and she said, and no marks on my clothing, no stains.
No. Yeah, that was a bone of contention with her.
Yes, so she was happy that there was no stains, no marks.
That's right, yeah, okay. Oh, that's just so gorgeous.
Isn't that funny?
There is, because I used to say to her, Mum, you've dropped some food down your front. Get that top off and I'll get you a clean one.
Oh, that is so gorgeous.
So,
she's waving at everyone.
Oh, yes, so that would be right, yeah.
Oh, and she wanted to put out, she's so precious. She said, can we just put out a message to all my friends?
Okay.
And she just wants to say hello to everyone in the friend group and the family, she said. But okay. A lot of them are deceased, she told me.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So we've got a bit of a 50-50 happening here with that one.
Yeah, she liked sort of the limelight.
She does.
Oh, no, that's just lovely.
Well,
she just asked me if she asked me to ask, she said, can you ask Wags and that lady Megan if I've won a prize now?
Anything she wants.
What would she like?
Yeah. What, does she want to go to the Big Girls or something?
Probably a Pimm's and...
Oh, no.
Maybe she'd like to go to Friday night show at the Elwood Function Centre.
Maybe she would.
Well, surely, Deb, she could get in anywhere now.
She's so gorgeous. She's sitting right beside me, smiling at her. You know, she's just got this big gleam on her face. It's just precious.
She was a very vibrant person. She did love life. She was always smiling. If something happened, then you soon knew about it. You could pick up on it very quickly with her. But she was just so loving, so very family-orientated. And that amuses me about the ankles, because she did. She had terribly, terribly swollen ankles.
Oh,
yeah, that's amazing.
Well, she told me that you need to go out into the garden today.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny because she said, don't do it, just go out there and enjoy it, because apparently the sun's shining where you are.
Well, no. No.
It must be where she is then.
It must be where she is.
It must be where she is then, because she's given me a lot of light, but she wants to go out in the garden.
Yeah. Well, she knows that I love my garden, and she loved her garden too.
Right. And have you got a bird bath?
I've just bought one, yes.
Right, because she said it's the bird bath. Because I said, what am I supposed to be looking at in the garden? She said, the bird bath. Look at the bird bath.
Oh, that's incredible. I've only bought it a week ago. Because I'm re-landscaping the section and I wanted a bird bath.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that's...
That's incredible. Well, hey, we're running out of time here. Thank you so much, Deb Weber.
You're most welcome, and thank you, and thank you, Sue, for allowing me to do that for you.
You've really sort of, you know, put my mind at rest.
Excellent.
Are we your favourite radio station, Sue?
Oh, you always have been, Wags.
All right. Well, hey, Sue, thank you so much. Deb, can you hold the line?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
Bye.
Hey, Deb, thank you for that.
Oh, you're most welcome. She's gorgeous.
Wow, that was...